Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Adam rejoins us. Let's get back to the Tiger Woods story. We started reacting to this about an hour ago. Tiger, who primarily lives in Jupiter, Florida, in L.A. for his role as the tournament host of the former L.A. Open, the Genesis Invitational at Riviera. He's on TV Sunday. Not a long conversation with Jim Nance there to present the trophy eventually to Max Homa. This news breaks out that at 7:12 this morning, Tiger, Rancho Palos Verde, near an affluent community, in a single vehicle accident. Looks to me, Adam, when you get close enough, it's one of the vehicles that they were using for the Genesis Invitational. And the front end of the car is caved in pretty strong. It is well off the vehicle, turned off its side. And as the L.A. Sheriff's Department put out the release on this, confirmed the location, confirmed the Tiger was the individual, only individual in the car. What would you say, Adam? About 10 minutes later or so, Mark Steinberg, Tiger's longtime agent, put out a statement confirming that Tiger is in surgery right now for his legs. Multiple injuries, and ask everybody to respect his privacy. He was, according to Fox 11, in Southern California. Tiger Woods was in that area to film something at a resort.
Yeah, he did some videos with Dwayne Wade and David Spade yesterday on a golf course.
Yep.
And apparently
he was
going
to get to that.
Heading back to there to do another shoot today. And just a couple of things, Chad, while you were doing your interviews in the first half, I've been monitoring CBS LA.
Yeah.
They just had a guy on from the sheriff's department. Now, that guy, rather curt sheriff's deputy, was clear. He says the jaws of life were not used, even though that was from their press release earlier. So he was. But interesting
yeah.
about they've been panning the debris field of where this car is almost 500 feet. They've measured.
Yeah,
it.
I'm glad you said that because CNN had it first, right, on the overhead shot. Okay, so I have one TV right here. You're in the studio with four. I don't know if the other networks have joined with that shot, probably at times. But as I'm conducting the interview here, I'm looking, out of the side, my vision here, and I'm looking at that, and I was noticing, here's another part of the vehicle.
Yeah.
Here is another part of the vehicle. It is the, what would you say, Terrania Resort? And you're right. He was out there shooting a video. Jada Pinkett Smith also tweeted out that she was with him yesterday. So I don't know if she was a part of this video or if it was just Wade and David Spade. Some are speculating that because this is a very hilly terrain at that point, okay, could that have played a part? right?
Yeah.
Just people wondering, you know, is he driving this for the second or third time? Doesn't realize. We've all probably been on a road when, for whatever particular reason, it catches off guard. Think about living in Minnesota, the ice, the inclement weather. That is a beautiful part of Southern California. That particular resort, I don't know where it is, but I know Rancho Palos Verdes a little bit. It's on the ocean. There is a great deal of undulation in the area. So just put that into perspective on what that road could have been like. Is it someone who's driving a little bit quicker and doing what too many of us probably do at times, paying attention to multiple things? That's possible. He has had five back operations, right? And he made an appearance on the CBS golf coverage, which I think was alarming to a lot of us. If it's just on the golf side, how he just had no idea if he was going to play at Augusta, that he's in a position now where he's trying to putt. He has to putt with something the length of his sand wedge, and he's kind of blading it that way because he can't bend over. And so I get, Adam, how people are going to think back to when he had when he was pulled over, middle last decade, and didn't even know what state he was in because he was in so much pain for a back operation. This might have zero to do with this accident. It may have nothing to do with it. But Adam, being realistic, it's hard to fault someone for wondering when somebody gets in an accident on what appears to be a beautiful Southern California morning in an area where you're not going to have a lot of traffic.
Not a lot of traffic, but again, back to this interview with this sheriff's deputy, he did confirm that, you know, there's a steep grade on this road that I don't think you can get from these aerial views that we're seeing of it. But also, there's a reporter who I was listening to, kind of, who was giving some updates from sources he had, too, and he was remarking that there are no skid marks or anything. So the damage to the vehicle indicates, and the length of the debris field indicates that we've got some speed going here when
yep.
this happens. And no, at least no skid marks that are evident on the ground there. So, yeah, what impact played a role? 7:12 in the morning. Don't know if the sun is shining in that part or whether that's a factor, morning sunshine. But lots of stuff that will get answered. Also, there is an NBC news report that Woods rushed to a nearby hospital for treatment of compound fractures in at least one leg, according to law enforcement sources, to NBC.
Well, I mean, there's a lot to react to. Let's stay with that one for a second. Five back operations. Who knows what this does to his back, right?
Oh, yeah.
The impact on that, as pessimistic as he sounded, all of a sudden you have compound leg fracture in one leg, right? And maybe it's just the one leg that has the injury. You see the front of the car, and Dan, you chime in. You see the front of the car, and it is caved in dramatically. You know, Tiger's about 6'1", legs extended. You look at that vehicle, and you don't have to be a police detective to wonder, to deduct quickly that the leg injuries could be directly tied to the front of the car just being caved in the manner it is.
Well, you know, as you say, you know, you see the front of the car. My first reaction is actually, no, you don't. I mean, it's gone, right? I mean, the whole front of that is so caved in that it looks like it's just completely either been sheared off or, like you said, it's so impacted that you can't see it. That's how dramatic this is.
Yep.
And I mean, obviously with Tiger's height and being stretched out, you can't imagine how traumatic the leg injuries have to be. I'm not the least bit surprised to hear that report that at least one of the injuries was compound. I'd be surprised if more of them won. How in the world his legs are held together at all at this point, given how bashed in that car looks, is remarkable to me. And it's, and we should say too that, like you had talked about earlier, the agent putting out a statement that quickly indicates to you that, you know, the odds of this being a life-threatening injury are good, and thank God for that, because given, like Adam said, the debris field and just the catastrophic nature of the damage to that vehicle, it very easily could have been a life-threatening situation.
Well, and I know you were monitoring this, Adam, but I think it's about 10 minutes ago when the LA CBS affiliate, it was per a spokesman for, maybe it was the sheriff's office, maybe it was somebody you saw, where they reiterated these are non-life-threatening injuries. Mm-hmm. They may be significant. It seems like a major compound surgery, probably it's a given that it is. We have no idea long-term effect on everyday life, let alone playing golf at the 0.001% that he's played. But we probably cannot reiterate that enough, Adam, that these are listed as non-life-threatening injuries.
Yeah, right, especially when how this news kind of trickled out, and sadly we've been in positions like that before where you just kind of hear, just things seem kind of ominous when you first hear about them and they turn out to be as bad as imagined. And thankfully, with even though you have some of those thoughts at first, that alleviates that, because, like, you know, there's been those cases in the past that seem not minor, but seem that there's just something different to them where you know that this is a little more serious than maybe initial reports suggest. But thankfully we're not at that case.
All right, let's pause here. A little bit more on Tiger. If you want to chime in, you certainly can. It is 2:49. Reminder, if you're just joining in, single vehicle crash, non-life-threatening injuries involving Tiger Woods, 7:12 a.m., multiple leg injuries, compound fracture in one leg, and in surgery as of what we say, an hour ago. We have no idea if he precisely is right now. We don't know how much more information Mark Steinberg, Tiger's agent, might release, or if we'll get any formal press conference later today. There are a little bit of information keeps coming out from the L.A. sources that Adam has been monitoring on KCBS out of L.A. Back in moments. It's 2:53. That is the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to request a free estimate on energy-saving infinity from Marvin Windows tomorrow. Obviously, we'll have a lot more information on Tiger Woods, his health, and details on this car accident. That'll be a part of the conversation. Star Tribune editorial board makes their weekly appearance at 1:35 and DeRussia at 12:35. How many athletes would CNN, Fox, MSNBC, potentially other networks cut in on for an accident like this in the United States of America? I mean, internationally, when we get to Messi and Ronaldo, obviously they are probably at the top of the list. LeBron is certainly in that group.
Tom Brady.
It is a very, very small list,
yeah.
Adam.
Yeah. 10 or fewer.
Yeah. Dan?
Yeah,
you agree, right?
I'd take the under on 10, yeah.
I would, too. You know, and as brilliant as Tiger has been, and at his best, he played golf better than anybody. Jack has the most majors. That's still the greatest barometer. But at his best, from 2000 until early 2002, and by the way, if you want to say the Hank Haney swing, and you look at his numbers then, I think Hank screwed him up more than he helped him, but he had a stretch 2005, 2007, where it's staggering also. But at his best, he played this sport like nobody ever has. But Adam, once the first car incident happened with Elon and everything that came out and his dramatic fall and his attempt to recover, and by the way, his comeback to where he was the number one player in 2013. People forget that. He didn't win a major, but he was the best player on the planet. And then more back surgeries, five of them. After the last one, the sad video, we saw him when he was heavily, heavily medicated and pulled over, did not know which state he was in, Adam, that's a part of the reason why this is getting the coverage. Not just his brilliance on the course, but how his public life has been in front of us through the peaks and the valleys, including involving vehicles.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you hope this isn't another sad chapter in that. But, boy, you know, when you talk about the difficulties he was dealing with before and now with these awful leg injuries, if there's any possibility of him returning to this to the game.
The most famous or infamous car accident involving a golfer is Ben Hogan, right? Ben Hogan, one of the five greatest players of all time. And the accident and what he did to save his wife and how he came back and had a brilliant career. That was a life-saving sort of situation. We don't know what kind of condition the legs might be in tomorrow, let alone down the line. But the most important part to remember is at this point all the reports are this is a non-life-threatening situation, but that Tiger Woods is in surgery for significant leg injuries.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.